Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In a podcast, two comedians face their toughest challenge yet: to create the superhero they would want to be. With thousands of superheroes to choose from, only one thing stands in their way: a host that is as arbitrary as he is disabled. So I suppose he sits in their way. Is that okay? Can I say that? Anyway, this is the silliest, superest, heroist podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Silliest, Superest, Heroist podcast, the show where we get two comedians to battle out trying to pick their ultimate superhero by combining different parts of different superheroes. Today I've got two fantastic guests and I'm so excited I can't even bother with an introduction. I just want to get talking to them. So my first guest is Katie Pritchard. How are you doing, Katie?
Yeah, hello.
You're your own hype man. I like that.
Let's go. Go.
How are you feeling, Katie?
Feeling really good. I'm feeling really strong. I'm ready to defeat the other guests that you have on. And that rhymed as well. That could be the theme tune.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't got a theme tune. I've got an introduction, but it's a robot voice. But
okay.
But yeah, no, I'm happy to get a free Katie Pritchard theme tune at any point. I often get questions from guests before the show about, like, how do you play the game and all this kind of stuff, or you know, what kind of superheroes am I allowed to pick from? Your first question was, what am I going to be wearing?
Well, more for dress code, yeah. Just if there was a dress code, yeah. If we were going to get extra points for dressing.
Okay, I mean, you know this is an audio medium, right?
But I feel like if there's a dress code, yeah, and I've come dressed in it, then that's going to give me more of a chance of winning and a more pleasurable experience for anyone listening as well, because they'll know that I am wearing the right clothes.
Yeah, okay.
So they'll feel comfortable.
Great. No, and that is absolutely true. You've nailed it. What do you have, sort of superhero clothes going on?
Yes. Now, just for anyone that's not watching this, which is everyone that is taking this in, I'm in space on my backdrop, so you can't actually see my feet because I've got green socks, but they do say kapow.
Fair enough.
I didn't think it through about the green screen and the green socks, but they do say kapow. So that's good.
I like how you were going to go show me them and then went, it's not going to work. Okay, yeah, right.
Just well, a floating that is, toe.
Yeah, great. And that is a dangerous ability to have invisible feet. Fantastic. Well, I'm delighted to have you and your kapow socks on the podcast, and someone else that I'm delighted to have on the podcast, despite his lack of superhero socks, I don't know, maybe he has superhero socks on, is Stuart Goldsmith. Hi, Stuart.
Hello.
Do you have any superhero socks on?
I don't, but if I'd known this was going to be a purely audio medium, I wouldn't have bothered dressing up as the Silver Surfer using all of this Baco foil. I can't believe you're going to focus on my lack of socks when I've gone to this much effort.
I mean, I'm impressed you can still
breathe. The contact lenses, which I'm blind now permanently in one eye.
I mean, the detail that you can create out of one tube of silver foil is just incredible.
Thank you. I used five tubes as practice, but only one when it came to the day.
Good. Yeah, that's important. That's important. You prepare and then you nail it. Go for it.
Where'd you get your foil from, Stu? Because it sounds very quiet.
Thank you. It's just Tesco's, just Tesco's foil. But that's the point. That's why you bother dressing yourself head to toe in tinfoil five times as a warm up. So right. That on the day, you know how to move. Look at this. I can actually do, if you watch closely, I can do the running man. You don't hear a thing.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
Incredible.
I mean, if only Zoom recorded both video and audio, that we could actually put this out as a video podcast.
You want to sort your settings out, mate. I mean, genuinely aggrieved that we're never going to see my incredible Silver Surfer outfit.
So as you guys know, we're going to be combining both of your ideas in terms of what we can have as the ultimate superhero. And we're going to come up with a superest hero today. Let's not muck about. Let's get on with round one. The head.
Round one. The head.
So here's the deal. You could pick any head from any superhero that you fancy.
Sorry, do we have to fancy them?
No, you don't. I mean, I do. Personally, any choice I have is someone that I want to bone. But, you know, are you recalibrating based on whether or not you need to fancy them? Is
that No. I'm okay. Stalling for time because I'm looking at my little list that I did and I forgot to do the head. Okay. That's the first one.
Right. So I'm just playing for time. First, and you think of a head of someone that you fancy and want to have as your own head.
Don't copy me though, Stu.
Let's see what I'm definitely going to have then.
I think I'd have the head of Daredevil.
Okay.
Nice.
Because then he can obviously hear everything and he can be completely inconspicuous. Doesn't need lights, you know, like some people do. Doesn't need them. And I was thinking like, okay, so if an enemy's coming at you, he'd be able to hear them, but they wouldn't necessarily be able to hear him. That's good. Your mask can be anything. You've got no real requirements on the mask.
Yeah.
You can turn off the lights or you can have them on. That's your call. Doesn't make a difference. But you could do all your business in the dark. So
saves
it's
on
perfect.
Electricity.
Yeah, it saves electric. Perfect for a power cut. Mm. Perfect for nighttime. Perfect for an altercation in a basement or a tunnel, which often happens. Mm. Also, if your enemy was coming at you, you could scare them because they wouldn't know who you were because you could have a huge mask on. They just wouldn't know who you were. They'd be like, whoa, where's your head? This mask. They wouldn't know. Also, tear gas, that wouldn't be an issue. So you could just walk on through that. That doesn't bother you.
Why is tear gas not an issue? Do you not have super smell? Wouldn't you react incredibly badly to anything that kind of disorientates your sentence? Your senses?
Just more thinking that you wouldn't have to have your eyes uncovered, would you?
I think that's.
I don't know how tear gas works. I thought
tear gas so was just well on your eyes.
I think you'd super smell the tear gas, wouldn't you? You'd be confounded.
But I mean, I suppose
just looking at it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe tear gas wouldn't be a problem because you'd be blinded. It wouldn't matter. But pepper spray, a very different deal.
I wasn't talking about pepper spray, mate. I was very clear on that. I was talking about the tear gas. But I think, you know, if you could do all those things, then your enemy would be very impressed or very scared. Mm. So either emotion would be good.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, your theory is to either kill them with actual fright or kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
Either way, you're killing them. So.
Well, you wouldn't physically be killing them. They'd just be overawed by you.
Yeah. So you still got your moral compass intact.
Exactly. Yeah. You've not done any killing. Yeah. Superhero. Yeah,
Okay. Daredevil. Interesting. So you've gone all of the heads in the world and you've gone, I want a blind guy because he's better at hearing. Cool.
Yeah.
Good thinking. Stu, what have you come up with a head yet?
Well, I've been scrolling 50 best superheroes because the problem is the way my memory works. Uh-huh. Like, as soon as we finish this, I'll go, oh God, I should have had that one. Sure. Like, I quite like Captain Haddock from Tintin because he's got a beard and I've never been able to grow a convincing beard. But I don't know if it really counts as a power. So I would say maybe I'm quite partial to the Hulk's head, but like none of the rest of him, just the head, just a normal body with the Hulk's head. Because to begin with, you've got the element of surprise because your head is going to be some 5 or 6 times bigger like than your proportional head. It's going to be like that is going to really knock people off their confidence. They're going to be like, that dude's head's enormous. They probably won't know whether to bring it up or whether you know. So that would like that would make things quite socially awkward, but to your advantage. Mm. Plus, you've got the relative powers of the Hulk, which in terms of the strength of the Hulk, you'd have a very strong jaw. If anyone were to attack you with tear gas, I don't think you'd have a problem with it. Because as everyone knows, the Hulk has a nictitating membrane that will cover up his eyes in the event of attack. But basically, he's just so completely invulnerable. Like whatever went wrong, you would survive. I'm just planning ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that as a pun. Pun very much not intended. God. No, don't be ring-shotting an accidental pun.
Fair enough. Okay, cool. That's an interesting shout. So when you say you want the Hulk, you want the actual fully roid rage, out of control Hulk. You don't want...
Yeah, and I have a green one as well, because I'm not trying to show off by having a different coloured Hulk.
Yeah.
Also, the red ones and the grey ones look rubbish. Yeah. I know the green one, but specifically, is it Jack Kirby who kind of initially drew the Hulk with, like, so his head is sort of hamburger-shaped?
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of like it's like he's got a really big prominent jaw.
Cool. So we've got a difficult decision here. So we've got the choice between the most competent blind person in the world and a full-blown Hulk who's out of control, who's but like
just a raging head on a tiny pink little skinny body.
So like that's what I'm thinking. Like depending on the upper body. He's like going to be like Hulk smash and then just like knocking on the door, be like, can I come in, please?
I mean, it would be questionable whether the upper body I'm building can hold the weight of the Hulk's head.
I mean, I really want to see what happens.
If I go Howard the Duck for the torso, we're in real trouble.
I think for the readiness to deal with any tear gas attack, I'm going to have to go with the Hulk. I'm sorry, Katie, if you hadn't brought it up, I wouldn't have even thought about tear gas. But you're right, he is susceptible to it, and the Hulk is not.
If our two heads were to meet in a combat situation, Katie, I would simply shout and your ears would burst.
Okay, great. It's 1-0 to Stu. Moving on to round two, the upper body.
Round two, upper body.
So we've got the Hulk's head to try and support. Stu, what is your upper body that you are picking to go with this head?
John Constantine, please.
Reveal it.
For two reasons. Two reasons. One, it'll look funny under my... No. two reasons. One is that, obviously, the hands of John Constantine are magical. So you can do a bit of magic. And although you might argue that the magic is sort of done in the head, the hands definitely play a part in it. And he could do a bit of, you know, kind of drawing, scribbling things. The magic I like John Constantine doing is all like back of a fag packet magic, you know, rather than, you know, drawings. It's not like the sort of Doctor Strange kind of creating special effects in midair stuff so much as convincing someone to betray someone else, you know. But I think there's a handy element in there. But also, I rewatched the movie of Constantine recently, which I've probably seen now 3 or 4 times. The scene, which is obviously derived from the comic books, where he, spoiler alert, overcomes terminal lung cancer by having the devil pull the fronds of cancer out of his lungs as a punishment so that he has to stay alive longer. It's just great. I just think to be the only person, like, I'm definitely wanting the torso of John Constantine after that has happened. I'm basically cancer-proof and I can keep smoking. So I've got a giant Hulk's head with 3 or 4 cigarettes on the go at once.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm completely cancer-proof because of my magic lungs.
Okay. Well, that is a good shout. How, in proportion to the Hulk, is he going to be Constantine as the size of the Hulk, or are you going to have...
I'll take the actual body of John Constantine, please.
The actual body with the giant head.
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't be funny that my head was so big.
Great. No, you're absolutely right. Of course. Why would I even...
At some point, the Hulk's neck is going to turn into Constantine's neck.
It's going to blend.
It's going to be like an inverted cone.
Okay, cool. John Constantine versus Katie. What is your choice for the upper body?
Okay, my choice for the upper body is a good one. I think the upper body should be a transformer.
Oh, damn, that is good.
Right? Because obviously now we've got to cope with the Hulk's head that someone's popped on there. And I feel like steel work would hold up the Hulk's head. Mm-hmm. And also you could transform into all these different things. So you could, like, if an enemy was coming at you, you could transform into some kind of truck, just your torso, and then just wheel them over. Or you could maybe have, something that shoots on your arm. You could shoot them. You
Very
could have
specific.
A shield. You could have a shield on one, like, one of the car doors could be a shield. You could do a very good robot dance. And then your enemy's like, whoa, that's really cool. And then you join in together, share a few dance moves, and then you have a dance off. So it doesn't end like it's not particularly violent.
Yeah.
Unless they need it to be violent, in which case you've got a gun, you can drive them over, or you can bush them with a shield.
Sure.
I think there's a lot of options.
Yeah. I mean, watching Katie try and mime a transformer just with her arms to indicate it was only the upper body part of her that was going to be the transforming was a thing of beauty.
Katie, would you be an Autobot or a Decepticon?
Pass.
Oh, the Autobots are the good. The Autobots are the goodies who
the
are led
goodies.
By Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime's gang, please.
Yes.
I think I was pitching Bumblebee to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like, Bumblebee's got some skills.
I think the Bumblebee thing is a good shout because the yellow of Bumblebee will look really funny against the Hulk head.
Yeah.
Very vivid day glow.
Mm.
Superhero.
It'd be like those bugs that scare off enemies because they look like they're poisonous.
Yes. It's...
Yes. And also the fact about Bumblebee transforms into a car, like a yellow beetle, as we know. But if the head was enormous and green, then you're going to transform into a big green head that's got wheels, which I think is, a little tiny yellow bonnet.
Yeah,
and
well,
I think
I was
that is going to be absolutely charming. That's going to look like Mario Kart.
So I've got a choice between Bumblebee. Are you settled on Bumblebee as your transformer of choice?
Well, let's go with Bumblebee.
Yeah. So with Bumblebee, of course you can have wheels. And as I've mentioned pretty much every episode of this podcast, I have wheels. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm choosing Bumblebee for the wheels.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's 1-0 as we go into round 3, the lower body.
Round 3, lower body.
You can pick any lower body you want. Katie, who are you choosing for your lower body?
Okay, so before I knew we were going to have the Hulk's head.
Sure.
I was going to offer up the Hulk's lower body.
Uh-huh. That's fair.
Is that okay?
You can still do that.
I really hope we end up with a hero that's just the Hulk, except the torso is Bumblebee.
What were your reasons for the Hulk's lower body?
Mostly the glutes. I feel like he's going to have a strong pair of glutes on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good for endurance.
Yeah.
He can take long steps. He can travel fast and far. Mm-hmm. He's quite tall. So
that is
that's
true.
That's intimidating. Mm. Maybe I'd give the Hulk a bit of ballet training so he's a bit more, light on his feet than he normally is.
Mm.
And he might need a bit of balance training, bit of ballet work, woodwork, if he's got Bumblebee in, as his torso.
Yeah.
You might need, so he doesn't topple over.
Sure.
I feel like, because he's got the glutes, the base is very strong, right?
Mm.
So he'd
yeah.
be able to cope with that. And he'd be really good at kicking.
Yeah. Famously.
So, yeah. So he kicks and stuff. I think he'd look good doing an MC Hammer dance as well, which would go into the whole concept of having a dance off instead of an actual fight.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm fully on board with that. The only sort of query I have about that is you've mm-hmm. got the Hulk's head. So yeah. do you think he's going to have the temperament to be able to take ballet lessons?
Well, I feel like if he knew, after he's done one,
yeah.
I feel like it would definitely centre him.
Sure.
Give him a bit of mindfulness.
Yeah.
And then
it's all about
to
getting
show.
Him to do that first ballet lesson,
yeah.
isn't it?
What we need
once
to do...
Once you break the seal and have
yeah.
that first lesson, then he'll realise the
how
benefits
it is.
Of
okay.
ballet.
So the first thing we've got to do with this guy is we've got to show him the film Billy Elliot, make him fall in love with the idea of him doing ballet.
Well,
that tough
that
guys
a...
can do ballet.
Yeah, that would be perfect because Billy Elliot sometimes is angry, but then he lets it out through his ballet and he looks beautiful doing it.
Mm.
And also, he's good at kicking already, right?
Mm.
But if he does ballet, he could kick even higher. He
That's
could do a
true.
Ronde de Chambre.
God, is there anything more
leg.
Frightening than the Hulk with flexibility?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we've got the Hulk's legs whilst doing some ballet training on the side.
I think he's got the strength. We'll give him a bit of flexibility. It's going to be lovely.
Yeah. Okay, great. Cool. Stu, you're up against the Hulk's lower body. What
well,
is your choice?
My choice is the lower body of Cannonball from the either New Mutants or X-Force or whatever he's up to these days, Sam Guthrie.
Okay.
He has a regular torso, like a regular young guy, sort of a little Aryan blonde guy you'd expect to find in an X-Force wing. But his lower body, his power, is that it kind of becomes... I don't really know how it works, but I just remember thinking it was cool as fuck in the comic books I used to read as a teen, that his lower body would kind of generate this sort of energy it's like flight. Basically, the power is flight, except that his version of it chucks out loads of kind of smoke and energy and stuff behind him. So he tear asses around the sky.
So it's like he's being shot from a cannon.
Well, yes, I suppose, but he doesn't need the administrative hurdle of having
okay.
to take a cannon everywhere with him.
Sure, sure. That is useful to know.
Yeah, it's, I mean, more to be fair, he should really have been called Firework because it's a
yeah.
lot more like a fire. But again, without the administrative hurdle of having a long wooden stick coming
yeah.
out of your arse that then needs to be put into a tube and angled away from
yeah.
the house and children.
Yeah, that gives you a nice safe, it gives you 5 seconds to prepare and leg it away from it. Do you think that a superhero called the Firework would be intimidating in or like... Do you think he would be sort of...
Well, you might beat him once, but you could never return to him. Did I sound really pleased with myself then?
Yeah, a little
I was
bit.
Really pleased with myself.
A little bit. I mean, to be honest, we were all trying to think of a way to get that joke in.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. He has the ability to propel himself into the air and is invulnerable whilst doing so.
Well, there we go. Okay. So those are the options we've got.
And I should say, if we go now that we've gone for the Bumblebee torso,
yeah.
when we're in the mode of the slightly Mario Kart idea of a gigantic
yeah. no, I was
green head
gonna be
with some little
this.
Yellow kind of wheels and detailing, then it would really propel him forwards as if he'd hit a power up.
And I'm going to proffer up if Hulk's head is invulnerable, therefore his legs must... also be invulnerable.
Yeah,
right?
I would agree with that. His legs are.
He's also got invulnerable legs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Either
but
way,
the,
got
the bumblebee
legs.
Bit is simply metal.
Yeah, the only weakness this guy's got is rust. Yeah, no, I'm absolutely going with Cannonball. That's a great shout. It would definitely propel the car forward further. Katie's giving me a clap on Zoom again.
Yeah.
Completely
I agree.
Unnecessary for the podcast, but fine.
I was just cheering you on for your choice there.
Yeah.
Now
okay.
Now I've heard
the reasonings
detail.
Behind it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Cool. It is 2-1 to Stuart Goldsmith going into round 4. the weapon.
Round four, weapon.
So we're going to pick a weapon. Stu,
right.
Any weapon you want, what is it?
I'm going to go for, and I don't know how to pronounce it. I believe it's the gnat. It's spelt N-A-apostrophe-A-T, and it's from the Sandman Slim series of novels by American author Richard Kadrey. The character Stark has a device which he brought back with him from hell called the Gnat, and it is it's a malleable object which can be a sort of a spear or a javelin or a whip. If you imagine a whip, that if you crack the whip in a particular way, it becomes hard and turns into a spear or a poking kind of weapon. And if you kind of, I think it has something in the handle which sort of revolves in numerous different ways. So it's like a two-handed handle, and you can either use it as a dagger or a whip or a spear, and it's incredibly flexible. And you can use it as a kind of, to grab things like you would with a whip, possibly a sort of grappling hook to climb up stuff. It's just this incredibly, it's like an awesome little sort of hellion handle, which you can do all sorts of different things with.
It's a whip, swordy, stubby.
It's a sword whip. It's a swordy whip. A whippy sword, if you will.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, now that I know what the rest of the superhero looks like, he doesn't need a weapon.
It's just a fun.
You could use this as a sort of toothpick. It's a little utensil, basically.
Yeah, it's got lots of real world applications because, as you say, he doesn't need it to be a weapon. He's like the Hulk Transformer or Cannibal. Yeah. So, you know,
If he had a dog, he could use it as one of those things that picks up a tennis ball and you whang it further than you'd be able to.
And as the lead for the dog, all in one. It's great. Okay. Katie, what is your weapon? I'm hoping it's more conventional.
My weapon is really cool. And also, I feel like it's got a mind of its own. Mm-hmm. So it's more like a pet, which is nice. I was thinking of the like trident thing that Stargirl / Starman has, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, for anyone that doesn't know, it's like this metal stick made millions of years ago. No one knows which metal it's made from. It seems indestructible, but it kind of does its own thing. It actually teaches Stargirl how to use her powers. Mm-hmm. So it can do a zappy thing, it can help her fly, it can knock people over, it does loads of cool things, and it does it kind of on its own. So I feel like if, because our superhero is quite self-sufficient, and so they wouldn't be so reliant on each other, which I think is quite healthy. But also after a fight, you know, you'd have your pet trident and you could be like, hey, good job, man, that was really fun. And that would be nice to check in with someone.
Yeah,
You know, because it's good to talk, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be good for their mental health. And obviously, it being this sort of crazy superhero that's a mix of amalgamation of, no one else is going to understand what they're going through, and to have someone who's been there and like knows what's just happened, so you don't have to explain all the details. You don't be like, oh, I was just chasing a guy, and then I had to turn into a car, and you know, I used my force field to catch him or whatever. You don't need to explain that. You just can explain how you feel. And I think that is very useful.
It lights up as well. So if it gets dark and the Hulk needs, we're not the Hulk, but our superhero needs some light, it could be like,
which is lucky. I mean, considering your original choice for the head was the Daredevil, that'd be counterproductive to your original head. But
no.
Now it's very productive. Now
hard
it's
pass.
Productive. Okay, interesting. So here's the thing. I like the idea of the multi-tool whip, sword, dagger, javelin, whatever, gnat thing that Stu has gone for.
I honestly thought that was you slamming it. I like the idea of that one. Nah.
Unfortunately, it's no longer the 90s, so that would not be acceptable. I like the idea of a trident. Like, even if you don't need it as a weapon, just as a pet.
It's sort of like a Google Home Hub.
Yes.
On a stick.
Yeah. You can throw at people.
But it sees what's going on, and it gets up to mischief for you.
Mm.
If you've been knocked out, it might be like, hey, I'll help you up, or I'll get this person off your back.
or do some CPR. It's
yeah,
that's good. It's like so it's sort of a sidekick.
Exactly, exactly that.
A sidekick as a weapon. Yeah, I'm going with that. It's 2-0. 2-0. Katie has won the weapon. We're moving into the final round. round five is the power.
Round five, power.
So there's no limit. There doesn't have to be a pre-existing superhero with this power. The only limitation is your imagination. And if you have unlimited imagination as your power, then you've got no limits at all. So, Katie, you can have any power to add to this superhero. What power are you choosing?
Empathy. Because we've all seen The Boys and we've all seen what happens when there's a lack of empathy.
Yeah.
And I think if we make sure our superhero has empathy, it's not going to be egomaniac and they're actually going to be a hero about the place. I think that's the most important power of all.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, great. I mean, usually I have follow-up questions about what that power would lead to. I know what empathy leads to. It leads to a good human being.
Is it that you have an incredible amount of empathy, like a superheroic level of empathy, or is it just basic empathy?
Basic human empathy.
I think the power would be that you've got enough empathy that if someone, you can turn someone, you know, they might be a bad person, but then hey, have you tried thinking about it from this other person's point of view? And they go, oh, I didn't think of that. And then all of a sudden they're a good person.
Yes, so spare stuff. Empathy.
Yeah.
Like radiating empathy. Yeah. I've got to say, listen, this my power was the power to make people reconsider. So they're basically peas in a pod. I don't know if you've seen the Lego movie. Again, spoiler alert for the end of the Lego movie. But at the end of the Lego movie, Emmett, played by Chris Pratt, who is entitled to his religious beliefs, and Will Ferrell, who is not, they have this kind of altercation where at the end, rather than beating him or kind of destroying or vanquishing the baddie, Emmett just goes, hey, buddy, why not be a baddie? He just goes, look, you can join in. You can be one of us and we can all be good guys. And Lord Business, Will Ferrell's character, sort of goes, yeah, fair enough. to me, that's one of the most wonderful conclusions. It's so narratively satisfying when you see what they do with it.
Yeah.
That I just thought the power to make people reconsider, but that effectively what that boils down to is empathy. So I'm seconding that one.
Okay. So yeah, so it's basically radiating empathy versus the ability to make people reconsider.
I love the idea that, I mean, I'm kind of humbly retiring mine and saying it should be empathy. I think that's a much neater way of doing it.
Sure.
But I love the idea of a giant green indestructible head powering along inside the sort of carcass of a yellow transforming metal body. And its power is to make people just have a bit of a think about what they really want deep down.
Yeah. Do you really want to do this? Wouldn't it be better not to litter? come on, guys. We can all do this. Let's all band together. We can make this work. Fantastic. Okay. But then, if you're conceding defeat, it's basic empathy. That's what our superhero power is.
And that's why I double win.
Yes. Katie, you have won 3-2. How exciting!
You
get to add. As your prize for winning, you get to add an aesthetic-based part to this superhero. So anything you want, purely decorative, no functionality whatsoever. What would you like to add to this superhero?
I think it would be great if this superhero either identifies as female or non-binary.
Okay, great.
But like, we need more superheroes that aren't just male identifying.
100%. Okay.
That's what I'd add in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They could be non-binary or female. How about we let them choose their own pronouns? And
yes, that would be great.
And let them decide how they want to be talked to. Great. We can absolutely do that for this superhero. So our final superhero is the massive Hulk's head, fully raging. You've then got Bumblebee's upper body. You've got Cannonball's lower body with Stargirl's Trident and with basic empathy, and they consider themselves non-binary. We've got one final thing to do with our superhero in order to finish off this episode, and that is to name them. What name should we give this superhero?
Smash Car. My rule for naming heroes is you have to come up with the very first thing you thought of. And even though that is not the best name, that's my suggestion is Smash Car.
Smash Car. Katie, have you got a suggestion for us?
Yeah, The Vibe.
Okay. Oh, that's so good!
Yeah, I'm absolutely going with The Vibe. There we go. That's The Vibe. That's the vibe of this show. Thank you very much to my wonderful guests, Katie Pritchard and Stuart Goldsmith. This has been the Silliest, Superest, Heroist podcast. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye!
Thank you for listening to the Silliest, Superest, Heroist podcast. Created by Aaron Simmons. And produced by Gag Reflex. If you want to get in touch with the show about any inaccuracies in this episode, don't.
They got a massive head, but they got a car for a torso. It's The Vibe. They gotta fly through the air, and they got a trident as a pet. It's The Vibe. The Vibe. The Vibe. The Vibe. Look out, it comes. The Vibe. They got so much empathy, it's The Vibe.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.